In the name of the Father and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. We all know that St. Paul, when he spoke about the resurrection of the Lord, he spoke about it as a source of power. The resurrection of the Lord is not a story in the book of history, something we hear about, something we come every year to celebrate and we rejoice. And then we go back home, everyone as we just came. We just turn the days, and here is the feast of the resurrection coming to us again. St. Paul, when he spoke about the resurrection, he said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. And actually, this power of the resurrection that made Christianity what we know it today. Those 12 assembled people, they cannot go outside and speak an argument with the philosophers of the Greek or with the Jews, saying to them that God appeared in the flesh, in the likeness of a lowly man who died on the cross, and then he rose again. The argument is very difficult when it comes to the outward proof of it. Yes, the empty tomb and the people who saw him, yes, all of this is an evidence, are evidences for his resurrection. But above all, what made Christianity to be the religion we know it now is the internal testimony of the power of the resurrection in the life of the disciples. Those people, those simple 12 people, they showed power extraordinary to them. Something made them speaking the truth and making this signal, making this message of truth very convincing to others when they spoke about it. It is the same today that we should be like. It is this internal testimony that makes us to witness to the Lord, speaking about the power of his resurrection shown and manifested in our lives. The power of the resurrection transformed the life of the disciples from sorrow to gladness and joy. As we read this in the Gospel of St. John, when he had said this, speaking about the Lord, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Their gladness was not taken from them whatsoever. Even under distress, even going and preaching the word, being persecuted by everyone, this joy that was brought to them from the power of the resurrection was not taken from them at all. Today, if we experience this, we experience the power of the resurrection, we should also, as them, feel always content, feeling we are joyful. Yes, we have many things to take care of, but at the end of the day, we put our trust in the living God who came and lived among us. If we are showing this power of resurrection in our lives, we will be always having this gladness and happiness that was shown in the life of those 12 men and went everywhere speaking with joy about their master who rose up from the dead, proving his divinity by doing so. This power of resurrection is what made them to rejoice when suffering for his name's sake. This is something very difficult, that someone rejoices when he is persecuted and the people just scourged them and they came out rejoicing. From where this can happen? Who is of the masters or the teachers in the world that can give this to anyone who believes in him? But when I am persecuted, I am under pressure, then I rejoice because this is done not in vain, it is done for a price, for the name of the Lord Christ whom I believe in. We read this in the book of Acts. So they departed from the presence of the council, speaking about the 12, speaking about actually Peter and John, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. They were joyful to suffer shame. From where this came? From the power of resurrection that was in their hearts. The same power made Saul of Tarsus, this Pharisee, was very knowledgeable. This man who had a very good career, if he stayed a Jewish man, made him to count everything as loss for the excellence of knowing the Lord. St. Paul is speaking to the Philippians, saying, "Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ. He suffered the loss of everything. The most important part is he counted these things as rubbish for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ. If I am experiencing this, then I count everything that hinders me from worshiping and following my master as loss, as rubbish, as nothing. Today we have many obstacles between us and the Lord whom we claim that we believe in. We cannot say that we really acknowledge his resurrection. We really acknowledge him as master unless we will be able to do like St. Paul and count everything that hinder us from him as being loss. There is nothing that can separate us from our Lord if we really have this power of resurrection in transforming our hearts. It is the power that moves us with love towards our brethren. Heed St. John speaking about this. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death. We know that we passed from death to life because we love the brethren. If we do not love our brothers, we are abiding in death. No matter how convincing we are, when we speak about abiding in the truth, or knowing the truth, or being claiming that we are believers, if we still hold hatred, bitterness inside our hearts, we are still abiding in death. The power of the resurrection is not working still in our lives. This power will never be attained unless we have the fellowship of his sufferings. Something today the world is trying to take it away from the history of the story of the Lord, that you can enjoy the power of his resurrection without being conformed to his suffering. Heed St. Paul is speaking to the Philippians, saying that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings being conformed to his death. We deceive ourselves hundredfold when we think that we can combine light and darkness in the same place, and we assume that we are enjoying the resurrection of the Lord. We have his power working in us. Unless we will be able to die to the world, to be conformed to his suffering, to die with him, there is no way we can enjoy this power of resurrection. The story will always be something entertaining for us, something amazing. We look at it with wonder. But at the end of the day, it's just a story. It is not relevant. I cannot feel it. This story about the Lord is good for him, but it is not for me so far. The question for all of us today, what does the resurrection of Christ mean to me? What does it mean to me specifically as a person? How do I feel when this feast of the resurrection comes? Am I just joyful that I will just leave the church immediately after a sermon and then I have lahma and the meat, is everything is ready home? This, what is the feast is for me? I will lay away from the burden of the fast. This is not what it intended for the occasion. It is for us to experience power, and this power comes from this transforming event in the life of the Lord and in the life of all of us. I hope that today we will have the resurrection as a power, not as just a story or something that we argue about with the unbelievers, but more and more as an evidence, an internal testimony for all of us before the world. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.